A lot of actors tend to fear and or revere casting directors, and you know, this is an attitude that just doesn't seem particularly empowering. I wonder if you can speak about how you view the ideal relationship between casting directors and actors.
Well, I think it evolves. I think it's different when, you know, bringing someone in or meeting someone for the first time versus establishing a sort of regular or consistent or just over the years type of relationship with, you know, first impressions are first impressions, whether you're an actor and a casting director or whether you're a dentist and a patient. Like, I mean, a first impression is a first impression. And however you would want someone to view you the first time you meet them, that is really the thing you should think of first when you're coming in as an actor to meet a casting director. Like, it's not, it's common sense. It's like common social sense to, like, think about what the kind of first impression you want to make. Obviously, then you need to do the work on whatever it is you need to do the work on, you know, the scene, the sides, the whatever it is. But the first impression is the first impression aside from the material. And I think that for me, I mean, New York is a small town. I know it seems big and overwhelming, and I know if you're an actor and you're trying to find your way into it, it can seem, you know, it can seem like a huge maze. But at a certain point, actors start to come in for casting directors with a fair amount of regularity, or, you know, whatever it is, that relationship evolves. I view, I need actors as much as actors need me. I know that sounds crazy when you're an actor and you're working your butt off just to try to get in the door. I realize that that sounds insane. But I am only as good as the actor is, meaning, like, if I'm organizing an audition session, I want every single person that comes in to be as good as they can be. Because if I organize an audition session and everyone comes in and sucks, I suck at my job. And everybody else in that room who saw those auditions thinks I suck at my job. Or, you know what I mean? Like, not to make it personal, but, like, I think what actors have to remember is that we need them. It is a two-way street. Putting us up, you know, fearing us or fearing the environment does nothing, I don't think, for an actor in the realm of helping them get the work done.
That's great. And it's just nice to hear that you are an advocate for the actors and that exists, because I think there's a lot of...
It absolutely exists. I think that, I mean, I understand, again, because auditioning is such a strange, crazy thing, that inherently it creates fear. And the fear, I think, probably turns into... It turns into, instead of advocacy, or it turns into, you know, an antagonistic thought process on the part of the actor. It turns into, the people on the other end of the table are my enemy. Mm-hmm. And I, you know what I mean? I guess the thing that I try to communicate to actors is that if you don't think that we're rooting for you, and you come in with a chip on your shoulder, you're never going to... It's not that you have to come in and win us over. We start the day wanting you to do good. So if you come in pretending or thinking that we're out to get you, we pick up on that. And it doesn't help you do the work that you need to do. So it's, you know, it, to me, it's an, I am absolutely an advocate, because that's all I can be.
Yeah.
If I don't advocate for you to do well in that process, then I'm only making my own job harder.